USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a salute to heroes for ICE and CBP, recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to protect America's border. The president had some strong words for people in Washington.
We condemn these shameful attacks on our great law enforcement. Any politician who puts criminal aliens before American citizens should find a new line of work, because it's not going to work.
Former CIA Director John Brennan had his security clearance pulled by President Trump last week. Now, over the weekend, Brennan came out and said he was possibly thinking about filing a lawsuit against President Trump in the White House. Robert Driscoll is a former Department of Justice official. He talks about other instances he's ran into where people have had their security clearances and then became private citizens.
A lot of former employees maintain their clearance, use it in their private sector jobs, and you know, they get renewed just like everyone else every 5 years.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Late in 2017, President Trump was able to pass a tax cut plan. Now there's been talk of a phase two to a tax cut plan. Maddie Dupler is a president of Forward Strategies and also a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She talks about how she looks at tax reform.
Listen, I like to think about tax reform phasing in three different ways. The first was that first month of this year when we saw businesses start to offer bonuses and increase compensation because of the tax reform law. Now that was just a one-time bonus for workers, but obviously it benefited millions of workers in this country. Secondly, there was a change in the withholding table, so people's paychecks started to get bigger. And now, thirdly, we're starting to see some of the economics, some of those fundamentals change in response to changes in the tax law. Making the United States a competitive place to do business again is good for business, but it's even better for workers.
A new study from a European university says one-third of a farmer's fruit and vegetables never make it to store shelves. The reason? Because it's either the wrong size or misshaped. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
President Trump will head to West Virginia this week, where he will take part in an economic discussion regarding tax cuts and what small businesses in West Virginia are doing to help their employees. The president will also hold a Make America Great Again rally. Bo Copley is a coal miner in West Virginia. He says the president is doing the right things in his book.
The fact that the president is willing to go to bat for us regardless of what anyone else says is just going to strengthen the kind of support that he has from the people of this state.
One Network's made a decision on how to remove the national anthem controversy from its football broadcasts. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
ESPN's president says that the network is not going to air the national anthem during Monday Night Football, adding there may be exceptions as the season continues, but as the season begins and during the preseason, there are no plans to show that portion of the game. Players have been, in some cases, taking a knee during the anthem to protest what they claim are injustices towards African Americans in the United States. A rule change was approved by team owners before the preseason started, which gives players the protest option of staying in the locker room during the national anthem's playing. If they do take a knee on the field, though, they'd be fined. The policy, though, has not been fully implemented or enforced yet, and it hasn't stopped players from taking a knee during the preseason, which is now heading into its third week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.